Simon Shinayan Bez Sif Yud. The Chabad discusses the case, the saw and it flips over, and Shulchan Aruch says a safsal sounds like a bench, but the correct gear is a safsal, like a bucket, you flip upside down, and it's 4x4 tefachim in length and width, and it's a little bit tall enough, and now the height of the wall is not 10 tefachim over the height of this flipped over bucket. So the Chabad says that's considered now that in that spot, the wall is less than 10 tefachim off the ground, and you can mishtamish up there, connect that spot where it's less than 10 tefachim. Or Mishnah Berurah says, the many Achrenim say, Rebbe Achrenim say that you can establish now on the whole wall once you have a way to get up through that spot. However, the Mechaber says, discussing a case that used tit cement to attach the flipped over bucket to the ground. Mishnah Berurah explains, because otherwise that bucket will just kick away on Shabbos and it'll be ten tefachim again. And therefore this Pesach is not oimid, it's not expected to last the whole Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says the amount of tit you have to put is just enough, and the only way to move the bucket on Shabbos will be to dig with a shovel. And that's a minhag do on Shabbos. And after Shabbos, you'll probably do that, but since you won't be able to do anything about it on Shabbos. So that's good enough that it's mechuber and you have a proper Pesach here for the whole Shabbos. If you just put some cement on the edges of the, or on the handles of the bucket as such, that you'll be able to tilt them on that side and kick the tit away through the bucket on Shabbos. So then it's not good for a Pesach because you might just do tilt them on the side, which is a good heter and muksa, leishmei tilto. The point is that if there's any way to move this bucket on Shabbos, physically and halachically, then it's not going to help to knock the height of the kaisel down from 10 tefachim to less based on the bucket being there. Only if it's as such that there's no way physically or no way halachically to move this bucket on Shabbos, then it can help you in might to cut down from the sheer 10 tefachim. Mechaber discusses Sif Aleph, if you have an itztava, like we said, like a stand, a little landing, like a, that you put over there, that you build over there in front of the wall, it's 4x4 tefachim. So let's say you have itztava. You have two different like pieces that you put over there, two different landings. So if the bottom one is 4x4 tefachim, or even the bottom one is not 4x4 tefachim, but the upper one is 4x4 tefachim, and between the two itztavas is less than 3 tefachim in height, then it works like the mishtamish on top, but not to be a Pesach to ma'arif together, which is really the same idea that we had by the itztava in Sif Tes. The real point that's going on over here is that for an itztava to work, the ma'arif in the shir, it has to be an itztava, a stand, that's within 3 tefachim from the ground. What's more than 3 tefachim from the ground, the itztava in the avir, in the middle of the air, does not work. So if the bottom one is less than 4x4 tefachim, it can't work itself. But the upper one is in 3 tefachim of that. The bottom one, even though it itself cannot work as the itztava to cut down the shear of the 10 tefachim height of the kaisel, but it can work as a bridge to get to the top itztava. And if that one is 4x4 tefachim, you know, it itself is more than 3 tefachim above the ground, 3 tefachim more above the ground, but it's less than 3 tefachim from the bottom itztava. So it can be bridged over from the bottom one to the top one. That could be the itztava that works. And now you cut down from the shear 10 tefachim and height over here of the kaisel. So if you have base, you have a ziz, you have a slab that sticks out of the wall, that's 4x4 tefachim. And Mishnah explains that the Mechaber doesn't say so clearly, but it's clear the Mechaber means like this also, that's within 10 tefachim from the ground. And you put a ladder attached to it. Even that ladder is a small ladder, it's a sulam kolshu, it's a narrow ladder. Mishnah explains that for the previous halach of sulam that we had earlier in the simon, that we had the sulam of Sifchas, there had to be the ladder, including the width of the rungs and of the two sides of the ladder, the left and the right side, had to be a total of at least 4 tefachim. As opposed to over here, even a slim kosher, a narrow ladder, it's not 4 tefachim wide, is good enough, because that gets you up to the ziz, to the slab, which is 4x4 tefachim, and then you can raise mishtamash top of the kaisel. As long as a shliva tachton, the bottom rung of the ladder, is not 3 tefachim off the ground, and between rung and rung is not 3 tefachim. So if the bottom rung is in 3 tefachim off the ground, and the next rung is in 3 tefachim of that, and the sulam is leading agavas is on top of the ziz, not just next to it, so that could get you up to the ziz, and then from the ziz to the top of the wall is less than 10 tefachim, so it's considered as if the top of the wall is less than 10 tefachim off the ground, because the narrow sulam plus the ziz, the slab, which is 4x4 tefachim, are considered like the ground level, and the top of the wall is less than 4 tefachim off the ground. If the wall is more than 20 tefachim tall, you have to have more than one ziz, because the first ziz will be just less than 10 tefachim off the ground, and you'll put another ziz to bridge the gap till you get to the top of the wall, that's just 20 or more tefachim off the ground. Just make sure the two zizim are not one directly on the top of the other, because then you can't put a ladder from one to the other. You have to have a ladder from the ground to ziz number one, then another ladder getting to ziz number two. So make sure the zizim are not exactly connected to each other. Make sure there's a little space in between. Then you can put the ladder a little bit of a slant and get from ziz one to ziz two. And now only from the top of ziz two do we start counting the 10 tefachim till the top of the kaisel. If it's less than 10 tefachim, the top of the upper ziz, upper slab to the top of the kaisel, consider you have less than 10 tefachim for the top of the kaisel, because it's less than 10 tefachim off the ground.